estoy muy emocionado de estar aquí. Gracias por todo el crossover, por esta oportunidad. Estoy muy emocionado de lo que hará el Señor esta noche.
Go with me now, Daniel chapter 3, Daniel chapter 3. Verse 16, very familiar verses of scripture to many of us. This story of the three Hebrew boys, we're going to talk about that here a little bit here tonight. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 16.
Daniel capítulo 3, verso 16.
The word of the Lord says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter.
Shadrach, Meshach, y Abednego respondiendo al rey Nabucodonosor diciendo, no es necesario que te respondamos sobre este asunto.
If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king.
Y aquí nuestro Dios a quien servimos puede liberarnos del horno de fuego ardiendo, y de tu mano, oh rey, nos librará.
But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Y si no sepas, oh rey, que no serviremos a tus dioses, ni tampoco adoraremos la estatua que has levantado.
Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one 7 times more than it was wont to be heated.
Entonces Nabucodonosor se llenó de ira y se demudó el aspecto de su rostro contra Shadrach, Meshach y Abednego y ordenó que el horno se calentase 7 veces más de lo acostumbrado.
Verse 18 again for our hearing, but it says, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Y el verso 18 no, y si no sepas, oh rey, que no serviremos a tus dioses, ni tampoco adoraremos la estatua que has levantado.
I came to give notice to the devil here tonight that we will not bow to any other gods, but the one true God. We're not going to falter by the way. It doesn't matter what comes our way. We will stand for God. We will stand.
No importa lo que pase en nuestro camino, vamos a estar por el Señor y para el Señor.
If you feel that way, can you lift up holy hands all over this place? Let's go to the word of the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. We thank you, Jesus, for what we feel. Thank you, God, for what we feel here today. God, throw your weight around in this place. Heal, save, and deliver. Set free. Break the bondage of sin. Destroy the yokes of addictions off of your people here today. Devil, we want you to be horrified, because God, we want you to be glorified, and ultimately the people of God to be edified. We'll be so careful to give you all the glory and the honor. And would the church say amen?
Amen.
Would you say amen once again?
Amen.
Can we give the Lord one more thunderous applause of praise before we're seated? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to use as a topic here, when God flips the script. When God flips the script. Can you shake somebody's hand around you as you're seated here and tell them God is working in your favor?
El título que le voy a poner a esta predicación es, Jehová va a dar de vuelta a la escritura.
If you can tell by my text here today, we're going to talk a little bit about fire here. And I want to start by saying here, there's a story, reminded of a story of an old country house, country church in the midst of the country.
Aquí estamos, vamos a hablar de una historia que estaba en un país, en una iglesia.
And in that church, there was a house that was next door to that house. And there, one time, was a fire that broke out in that church.
Y al lado de esa iglesia había una casa y la iglesia empezó a encenderse en fuego.
Since it was out in the middle of nowhere, nobody was out there, but that house that sat there, there was a man in that house that happened to realize, hey, wait a minute, I've got to do something to save that church. I've got to do something. And here he goes and calls the fire department, goes over there and tries to do his futile attempts to put out that fire.
Y este hombre que estaba en la casa al lado de la iglesia vio la iglesia en fuego y decidió llamar a los bomberos y hizo lo que pudo para apagar este fuego.
After some time, here is the fire trucks and everything. Everybody comes and they put out that fire. They called the pastor of that church and they said, hey, we put out the fire. And the pastor comes and he's thanking the fire department. He's thanking the people. He says, hey, men, I'm thank you for saving my church. But those firemen tell him, they said, hey, sir, if you really want to thank anybody, you need to thank that man across the street, because he's the one that really saved your church.
Luego de que salvaron la iglesia del fuego, vino el pastor y el pastor les agradeció a los bomberos, pero los bomberos le dijeron, no nos agradezcas a nosotros, sino al hombre que llamó.
And there, that man, that pastor goes to talk to that man, and he says, hey, sir, I thank you for putting out the fire in my church. I thank you for that. See, I thank you. And he says, but one question I have to ask you, sir, out of many times that you have seen my church, we've had special services, we've had all kind of things. You live right across the street from the church. How come you never visited my church?
Y el pastor le pregunta al hombre, está bien que nos haya llamado y salvado la iglesia, pero han habido muchos servicios y servicios especiales que hemos hecho, pero nunca has venido, sino hasta ahora.
The man looked at the pastor. He says, well, sir, he said, the reason why I have never been to your church, he said, because your church has never been on fire. Uh-huh. And I came to preach to somebody here today. One thing we need to do in the last of these last days is every time we come into church, we may make sure we're on fire for God. We ought to make sure that God is omnipotent. He's all power. He's the one true God in our midst.
El hombre le respondió al pastor. Lo que pasa es que nunca ha habido fuego dentro de esa iglesia. Por eso mismo tenemos que venir a la iglesia y hacer que el fuego se llene y empiece a surgir.
God is not dead and neither should his church be.
Dios no está muerto y su iglesia tampoco.
I got too much things in my life that's distracting me. I don't have time to come into the house to let something other distract me from God. When I'm in the house, I'm going to be on fire for God.
No puedo dejar que nada me distraiga de la presencia del Señor. Yo vengo aquí a la casa, Señor, por la presencia de Él.
There's a world out there that's looking for authentic worship. There's a world out there that's looking for something real. They're looking for something that'll change their life.
El mundo afuera está buscando auténtica adoración del Señor Jesús.
So when I come into the house of the Lord, I'm not going to apologize for my worship. I'm not going to apologize for my praise. I'm not going to apologize for being too loud, for being too crazy, because God was crazy about me.
Cuando venga a la casa, Señor, no me voy a disculpar por ser loco, por ser alguien que no tiene idea. Voy a adorarle, Señor, con todo lo que puedo, con todo lo que soy.
Church family, we need to be on fire for God. I said we need to be on fire for God. Yeah, when you're on fire for God, guess what? I said this morning, there will be signs. When a fire hits a place, it changes things. Things don't stay the same. You can't stay still when you're on fire.
Tiene que haber fuego en ti, tiene que haber una llama en ti encendiéndola cada servicio del culto, porque habrá algo que va a cambiar en ti.
When the Holy Ghost fire hits something and hits somebody, guess what? The hands go up, feet start moving. Everybody knows, hey, wait a minute, the fire has hit you.
Y te empezarás a dar cuenta cómo el fuego tomará control de ti.
And if you can't stay still, if you're just a little still in church, you might want to check your fire. You might want to check and make sure you're still on fire for God. Because when you're on fire for God, you got to do something. We don't all do the same thing, but guess what? I've got to do something. I've got to give God my best.
Si estás muy quieto, más te vale fijarte en tu juego y revisarlo, porque no puedes estar quieto en la presencia del Señor.
Gotta give God my best. I didn't come in here to give God my second best. I didn't come to give God just a little bit that was left over. But is there anybody in the house to say, I brought an alabaster box praise. I brought my everything. I brought everything to pour at your feet.
No vine a darle lo mínimo, lo más bajo al Señor. Vine a darle lo mejor al Señor Jesús, amado.
Yes, my best praise.
Sí, es mi mejor adoración.
I brought my best praise.
Traje mi mejor adoración.
Something about fire. When fire hits a place, it hits an object, everybody knows it.
Cuando el fuego agarra un objeto,
todo. You ride past the street and you see, hey, wait a minute, that house has been on fire.
Y tú pasas por al lado y...
Because it don't look the same. It don't look the same. Something happened. You know one thing that'll attract everybody in the middle of a night. Let a fire happen in the middle of a night. Everybody come out in house coats. Everybody come out trying to be nosy. Hey, what's going on? Guess what it is? It's a fire. Hey, church, one thing we need to attract it. Just start a fire. I said, just start a fire. Just start a fire.
Para atraer a la gente tienes que encender el fuego. Así como la gente ve las casas ardiendo, así vendrán ellos también, porque verán y tendrán atención.
Let me start preaching here. Here, many of us know the story.
Muchos conocemos
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Three Hebrew boys that were taken in the captivity. Babylon, here it is. They said, hey, we're going to change some things about you. We're going to change some things. We don't want you to stay the same. Yeah, we know you were serving that one true God, but we're going to try to change some things and make you serve our gods. But these Hebrew boys said, nah, you may take us out of our environment. You may take us away from our God, but you're not going to take our God away from me. You might take me out of my environment, which I'm used to, but you can't take the God that's in me. They said, hey, we're not going to do the things that you do. We're not going to eat the foods we do. We know that you do. We're not going to do the things that you do. We're going to do it God's way, and you're going to watch us prosper. You're going to watch us be better.
No vamos a comer lo que ustedes comen, no vamos a hacer lo que ustedes hacen, y vamos a servir a nuestro Dios y nos verás prosperar.
Hear me, people of God. We never do things the world's way.
Nunca hacemos las cosas.
I said we never do things the world's way. We were called out once. We're the real ecclesia. We're the real church. We're the ones that have the real. We're not going to bow down. We don't want nothing extra, but we want the word of God. We want to rightly divide the word.
No queremos nada extra, nada del mundo. Queremos al verdadero Dios.
We're going to do things God's way.
Vamos a hacer las cosas a la manera de Dios.
Said God's way.
A la manera de Dios.
They said after a certain amount of time, hey, you come back and check on us.
Después dijeron, ven a ver.
And you're gonna see how good we are.
Y vas a ver qué tan bueno es Dios.
They did that. They came. They said, we're not gonna eat the king's meat. We're not gonna do it your way. We're gonna do it our way.
Right.
Because we know the one true God. And I'm going to say this, I'm probably going to say it again in this message. You stand up for God, God will stand up for you. I said, yeah, you stand up for God, God will stand up for you. I don't care what family members say. I don't care what they say. They might laugh. They might scoff at you. But it doesn't matter. I'm still going to go to church every time the doors are open. I'm still going to preach. I'm still going to teach Bible. I'm still going to reach my world. It doesn't matter what they think. I'm going to live for God.
No importa lo que mi familia diga o lo que el mundo diga, yo voy a seguir predicando, seguir alabando al Señor Jesús.
These three Hebrew boys, they say, hey, wait a minute, we're going to do it. We're going to do it God's way. Let me tell you something here, church. The world will try to incrementally, little by little, make you do things their way. But their plan is to get you to go all in. They might start little. The devil might start little. It might start little. It might start with just, hey, skip one service. Just skip one service.
Solo un servicio.
And I'm not talking about if you got a legit excuse, sickness, whatever it is, a legit excuse. But here it is. We ought to be not more mindful of the Satan's devices.
Pero tenemos que ser cuidadosos con las excusas.
Oh, just don't pray today.
Oh, no ores hoy día.
You too tired to pray today.
Estás muy cansado para orar.
You don't work hard all day.
Estás trabajando mucho.
You can take one day off.
Puedes tomarte un día libre.
That's how he'll get you little by little.
Así se obtiene de poquito a poquito.
Little by little.
De poco a poco.
He's not going to tell you, oh, just go backstroke and sin right away. No, but he'll just tell, oh, just do a little bit here.
No te va a decir que vayas a pecar, sino que
just do a little bit there.
Hacer un proceso.
Oh, you can get away with just a little bit. But is there anybody in the house to say, no, I'm not going to bow to your God. I'm not going to bow. Yeah, no, I'm a real Christian. I'm a real apostolic. I'm really on fire for God. Oh, church, you say it like this. Live for God hard, it'll be easy. Live for God easy, and guess what? It's going to be hard. Church family, here, let me say this. I'm not trying to get as close to the world as I can get. I'm not trying to get as close as I can to what, oh, this might not, Pastor ain't said nothing about this. I'm not trying to get as close to, as close as I get. Nah, I want to get smack dab in the middle of the fire. I'm not trying to get as far as I can from the people of God, from the church, but no, I want to be right in the middle of the fire. These Hebrew boys said, hey, wait a minute, we're not going to do it your way, we're going to do it God's way. Young people, hear me. I don't care if they laugh at you. I don't care what environment you're in. Guess what? You let your light shine. I said you let your light shine. Yes, they might laugh. They might scoff. But years down the road, when you're blessed and when you're successful, they're going to say, hey, wait a minute. You're going to say, hey, it was the God in me. It was God on my side.
Cuando te vean brillar, va a ser tu Dios que estuvo en tu interior que te dio eso.
God's way is the best way.
La manera de Dios es la mejor.
I said God's way is the best way.
La manera de Dios está mejor.
Here the Hebrew boys said, we're not going to do it.
Los hebreos dijeron,
we're not going to do it your way.
No vamos a hacerlo a tu manera.
And Nebuchadnezzar rises up and he says, hey, here it is. I'm talking about, I told you little by little. But then you see the progression here. See the progression. He says, I'm going to build a statue up. Then all of a sudden, it wasn't gradual anymore. They said, when the music plays, bow. See how it was. First, it was little. Just eat our meat. Just drink our wine. Just do it. Yeah, it was little by little at first. But then all of a sudden, he puts up the idol and he says, hey, now when the music play, everybody bow. That's what the devil will try to do to you. He'll try to get you little by little. Then all of a sudden when he can put his tentacles around you, now he can say, now I got you. Now bow. But is there anybody in the house to say, no, 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 I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to take the king's meat. I'll go to church. Even if nobody in my family wants to go, guess what? I'm gonna go to church.
El diablo te intentará agarrar de poco a poco, pero te diga que no y así va el Señor. No importa que no esté tu familia o nadie.
Yeah. Here's the thing. They said, hey, Nebuchadnezzar says, we're gonna put up this statue.
Nebuchadnezzar dijo, vamos a poner esta.
We're gonna play music.
Vamos a poner música.
Then when you hear the music, you gotta bow.
Y cuando escuches la música, ríndete, arrodíllate.
Heard this story so many times.
¿Ya han escuchado la historia?
Here's the thing. Those Hebrew boys said, okay. And then they upped the ante and said, hey, if you don't bow, we're going to put you in the fire. We're going to punish you if you don't bow.
Si no te arrodillas.
Here's the thing, church. I love the Hebrew boys' response. Now this is a little bit advanced level here. So we're going to find out the real Christians. We're going to find out the real apostolics right here. They said, hey, our God is able to, he's able to keep us from, he's able to keep us from that fire. But he says, even if he don't, I'm still not going to bow. See, some of y'all that's just hanging around for the good days. Yeah, even if he don't provide, even if he doesn't heal me, I'm still going to be a praiser. I will bless the Lord at all times.
Si no tengo buenos días, si no tengo provisión, si no tengo nada, aún le adoraré.
You're going to have to get that in your heart. Even if he don't provide, even if he doesn't heal, even if he doesn't save me, I'm still going to praise him. Even if he don't, I'm still going to praise. It's easy to worship God after the fact. It's easy to worship God after the fact. Oh, he healed me. We thank God for it. Oh, he provided a way. But what if he didn't? You're going to sit there like a bump on a log. But even if he don't, I'm still going to be a praiser. I'm still going to worship. My praise is not predicated on what he does. My praise is predicated on he's a good God. He's still good, even on a bad day. I love it, because their attitude was, even if he don't deliver us, we're still not going to bow. Some of us, oh, if God does this, if I get married by this age, I'll be all right. If I get that job, if God does this, we put all these stipulations on God. We waiting on God to do something. God has said, I'm waiting on you to do something. I'm waiting on you to praise me. Can anybody praise God in advance? I said, can you praise him in advance? Can you praise him before the miracle? Can you praise him before your family? Can you praise him before? Can you say, hey, I'm still going to be a worshiper? Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Yeah. Praise him not because of what he done, but because of who he is. The devil and God will make sure. Hey, Job, why are you praising him for? Is there any people in here say, hey, though he slay me, yet will I trust you? You take everything. Is there any Jobs in the house? No, I don't want to be claim a Job. But if he did, will you still praise him? I said, will you still praise him?
Yeah.
Will you still enter in his courts with praise? Will you still come in with an attitude of gratitude? God, I don't even deserve this grace. I don't even deserve this mercy. Here, Hebrew boys said, even if he don't deliver us, we're still not going to pray. We're still not going to bow. You see their attitude here? See their spirit? Say, wait a minute. I don't care what you throw my way. I'm still going to praise God. I'm going to show up to church even on a bad day. I'm going to show up to church even if the boss didn't treat me right. I'm still going to, because I'm not predicating on how the boss treats me. I'm saying, hey, God is still good. God is still on the throne. He still sits high, but he looks low. I'm still.
Says,
Hebrew boys said, okay, and this is where things get crazy. Here it is. Nevertheless, oh, that's your attitude, huh? We're going to heat it 7 more times hotter. And here's where God is trying. Here what God wants to do to each and every one of us. He wants to seven you. He wants to make you better. He wants to make you everything you're supposed to be. He wants to make sure you're gold. How do you know true gold? Is you got to heat up the fire just a little bit hotter. That's how you'll figure out if you're real gold. That's how you got to figure out. God, he says, hey, I'll let my real ones show out here. Says, we think that 7 was just thrown out there, but no. God said, I've got some things for Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I've got some things for them, and I'm going to make sure they're true. Make sure they're true blue. Hey, church, don't think it's strange, the fiery trial. I said, don't think it's strange, the fiery trial, because God is saying, hey, devil, look at it. Look at them. You're touching them. You're taking some things from them, but look at them. They're still showing up for church. They're still praying with everything in them. They're still serving me.
Y Dios quiere demostrar que aunque te quiten cosas y aunque te vaya mal, aún así vienes a la iglesia a adorar el nombre de Jesús.
Think about it, church. Say the devil is walking to and fro, talking about Job here. Walking to and fro. Think about it. God is the one that brought up Job.
Dios es que es el que rescató a Job.
He said, have you considered my servant Job? Can you get a little comical right here? I said, God, don't bring my name up. We good. Don't bring my name up. But he brought him up. He said, hey, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil said, oh, yeah, I know Job. Yeah, I know all about Job. You got a hedge around him. That's why he's praising you. He said, remove the hedge. Church family. Sometimes some battles ain't the devil. Some battles are God bragging on you. Some battles are God saying, hey, look at them, devil. Look at them, even when the thing goes against them. I want us to look at what they're going to do. They're going to still walk in the house and say, hey, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God is still good. I might be struggling right now, but God is still good. Said, remove the hedge. Remove the hedge. Then see what he's going to do. God said, all right, we'll remove the hedge. We know the story. Job's life went down. But God still had Job on his mind. And said, look at him. Watch him, devil. Is there anybody in here to say, hey, devil, you haven't heard the last hallelujah out of me. You haven't heard the last hallelujah out of me. I'm still going to praise you with everything. Yes, some things might not be going my way. The fire might be getting real hot, but I will still bless the Lord. It is. I'm not going much longer here. Here it is. They said we're going to heat it 7 more times. Can go into all spirits of the Lord. Isaiah 11:1. Understanding. Fear of God. Wisdom. God said, hey, you Hebrew boys, I'm still working on you. I'm still going to give you a little bit more. I want to give you some more understanding. I want to give you some more fear. I'm going to give you some more. And then he says, I'm going to heat it 7 more times. But love to resolve, because they said, we're still not going to bow. This day and age, we think persecution is Starbucks messing up our order. Oh, man. They persecuted me today. They messed up my order. It's a bad day.
Un día malo.
Nah. These guys had to face a fiery furnace. Face a fiery furnace. But their resolve to say, no fire is going to stop us, because I serve the God of fire. I serve the God of fire. Since I'm about done, we're going to get that song. Wait a minute, one more time. I think I'm going to say it again. We're going to sing that again. Y'all can go ahead and get ready, because I'm about to land this plane. Here it is. It says they're going to hit it 7 more times. And they said when that music started to play, See, we read these stories and we think they're superhuman. Nah, they was just like you and I. They was just like you and I. They was walking this thing out in real time. That's what you're doing in your life. You're walking it out in real time. Let God be the author and the finisher. He's writing the story. You let him write the story. If he brought us to it, guess what? He's going to bring us through it. He didn't bring you to the fire to leave you. He didn't say, I brought you this far just to leave you. But now, if there's a fire, I can get in the fire with you. He said, heat up this fire 7 times. Music started to play. Putting the pressure on them. Everybody started to bow. Everybody was giving in. Everybody was capitulating. Everybody said, oh man, where that fire is hot, I'm going to give up. And they said, but all of a sudden, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Meshach, Shadrach, and one bad apostolic dude said, hey, wait a minute. I'm not going to bow. But I'm going to stay strong. Church family, stay strong. Stay strong in the midst of the fire. Stay strong in the midst of tribulation. Stay strong no matter who comes or who goes. You make sure you're in the house. They might walk away, but I'm still going to be faithful. God is still good. I don't care how hot the fire gets, I'm still going to serve God. No matter if family members laugh, I'm still going to serve God. No matter if they don't want to go to church, I'm still going to serve God. I'm still going to come if I got to come alone. I'm still going to come to church. But they say, okay, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, if you're not going to bow, we're going to throw you in that fire. We're going to throw you in that fire. And I know the fear that had to strike them. I know the fear. See, it's easy to talk tough when you ain't in front of the fire. But all of a sudden, when you're really going through it, guess what, man, God? What are we doing? But they said, we're still not going to bow. They said, the men that threw him in, they died because the fire was so hot. Can anybody tell the devil, I'm too hot to handle? Devil, take your hands off of me. You can't handle this. I'm still going to serve God. You might have tried to take me out. What the devil meant for evil, God can still turn it around for my good. God can still turn it around. Hey, it's not over yet. I said, it's not over yet, church. Don't you think it's over and you go on and commit suicide? You better not commit suicide. It's not over. God's not done with you yet. I don't care if you are facing a fiery furnace. It's not over. I want us all to stand here. We're going to go out of here and a shout here. What the devil meant for evil, God can still turn it around for our good. The men that threw him in the fire, they died. And I know when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego saw them men die, I know their hearts sank. They said, whoa, what's going to happen to us? But I can only imagine things transpired so fast. They saw it as they were going into the fire. And I wonder how long did it take them to realize. Wait a minute. We're not being burned up right now. I wonder how long it took for them to realize, hey, wait a minute, the devil still hasn't gotten me yet. Yeah, somebody, you realize how far you made it. You ought to realize, hey, the devil thought he had me, but I got away. The devil thought he had me, but I'm still here by the grace of God. They're in that fire. And they're saying, hey, wait a minute, we're not being burned. This is not the way we planned this to go.
No lo planeamos de esta manera.
But we're still not going to bow.
Pero no, si no nos rendiremos ante él.
Even though you're in the fire,
aunque estés en el fuego,
the fire still hadn't been burning. Hey, this is that old ship of Zion. The fire tried to burn it, but it's not going to burn it. The water tried to sink it, but it didn't sink it. We're still going on to glory. We're still going on by the grace of God. Wonder how much time they realize, wait a minute. It's not happening like we thought it was. This fire is feeling pretty good. We're okay. Told you about those family members and people that's watching you. Nebuchadnezzar looked at it and said, hey, wait a minute. I threw three guys in there. Why is there four? And I love it. The Hebrew boys didn't say it was the Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar said, that one looks like the Son of God. I told you they're watching you and they know the God you serve. Hey, you just show off your God on you. It's God on me. God is stepping in the fire with me. I want us all to gather in. I want you to get as close as you can to this front. Because even in the fire, God will step in your fire with you.
Dios va en el fuego contigo.
He'll step in your fire with you.
Va a ir en el fuego contigo, a tu lado.
God will go through a storm for you, and he'll go through a storm with you.
Él irá por la tormenta contigo y para ti.
God is not scared of any storm.
A Dios no le asusta la tormenta.
He's not scared of your past. He's not scared of anything.
No le asusta nada.
Because nothing has caught him by surprise. He knows the end from the beginning. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the Alpha through Omega. He knows everything. Here's the thing. Nebuchadnezzar calls him out. He said, hey, wait a minute. Call him out. That's a miracle in itself right there. That's a miracle in itself right there. He said, hey, wait a minute. Can you even hear me in there? Come out. And they come out. Here's the thing. I don't know. The Bible never records Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego saw that fourth man in the fire. It don't ever say they saw him. They just knew they wasn't consumed. But they said, I don't know what happened, but the God, he stepped in there some kind of way. But guess what? Everybody else saw, hey, wait a minute. That's the God on you. That's the God in you.
Los hebreos no vieron que Dios estaba ahí, pero Nabucodonosor fue el único que lo vio. Así como las personas más pueden verlo en tu Dios.
He'll go through the fire with you.
A través de tu vida.
He'll go through the fire with you. I'm going to read this scripture here. How good God is. And then, since we're going to go into praise here, Isaiah 43:2, it says, but when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned.
Hallelujah, that's my God.
Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, my thy Savior. That's how good my God is. Go ahead, brother.
Isaiah 43. Ahora sí dice Jehová, creador tuyo, oh Jacob, y formador tuyo, oh Israel. No temas, porque yo te redimí, te puse nombre, mío eres tú. Cuando pases por las aguas, yo estaré contigo. Y si por los ríos no te anegaran, cuando pases por el fuego, no te quemarás, ni la llama arderá en ti. Porque yo, Jehová, Dios tuyo, el Santo Israel, soy tu Salvador. A Egipto te he dado por tu rescate, a Etiopía.
That's how good my God is. That even in the fire, even in the tough time, God will still show up in your fire and he'll show out. But I told you, is there anybody that'll stand up for your God and say, I'm still not going to bow. I'm still not going to bow. Same fire that reveals gold is the same fire that'll kill anything that's not gold. Same fire that brings gold and shine, makes gold shine. And everybody says, oh, that's the real thing. That's the real deal. That's the real deal. It's the same fire that everything else crumbles and capitulates. Say, we can't handle this heat. But is there anybody in the house to say, God, I want to be true gold. I want to be the real. I want to be real. I want to be real. I want to be real. Would you lift your hands all over this place and say, God, I want to be real.
Dios, quiero ser real, así como el oro.
Come on, church, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice for a moment. Lift your voice. Hallelujah. Here's at the end of when Nebuchadnezzar calls him out of the fire. Tries to make a fool out of him. Tries to make him look bad. I'm going to throw you in the fire and I'm going to kill you. Can I remind the church family, the devil is still a liar. Here it is, after he calls him out, he says, wait a minute. Their God. And then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word, yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any God except their own God. This is what I'm talking about. Here's where God flips the script. And he says, therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and the houses be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. I'm talking about my God. I'm talking about your God. My God's never lost a battle. My God's never scared of any fire. See, you thought you was going through that thing to take you out, but is there anybody to say, hey, I survived a fire. I survived a fire. I survived. It says, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. They went from one time to being nobodies and to being the bottom of the barrel to all of a sudden God promoted them just because he stood up for them. I told you, you stand up for God, God will stand up for you. And because they survived their fire, God said, hey, I'm going to promote you because you're real gold. Here, church family, hey, don't think it's strange, the fiery trial. God is trying to bring you up. He's trying to show you off to a world to say, hey, look what my hand can do. That's what God can do with you. And that's why. That's why when I come into church, I can't just stand there. I've got to lift up my hands. I've got to worship God. Wait a minute, one more time. I think I'll say it again. God's been so good to me, and He's my closest friend. I've come too far. Come on, I've come too far. Come on, you've come too far. I said, you've come too far to turn back now. You've come too far. Is there anybody who said, I've come too far to turn around now? I'm going to stand. I'm going to wait. Watch God work it out somehow. Come on, is that the way you feel tonight? Come on, let's sing it, sis.
Wait a minute, one more time.
I think I'll say it again.
God's been so good to me. He's my closest friend.
I've come too far to turn around now.
God working out somehow.
No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say,
hallelujah, anyhow. Wait a minute, one more time. I think I'll say it again.
Come on, is this the way you feel?
So good to me, He's my closest friend.
Even in the fire,
too far to turn
around now.
I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna wait. What's God
working out somehow? No matter what comes my way, my voice and say,
hallelujah, anyhow, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, anyhow, hallelujah, hallelujah, anyhow.
Come on, can you lift your hands all over this place?
Come my way.
Yes.
I'll lift my voice and say,
even in the fire.
Hallelujah, anyhow.
Even in the fire, even in the fire.
Testify, God's been good to me.
Yes.
Through every test and trial,
I've got the victory.
The enemy's tried his best to make me
turn around, bring me down.
My God never failed me, and so I'm gonna stand my ground.
No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, anyhow, come on, can somebody tell the devil, you haven't heard the last hallelujah out of me. You haven't heard the last hallelujah out of me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. God's been so good to me, and He's my closest friend. I've come too far to turn around now.
I'm going to stand, I'm going to wait. Watch God work it out somehow. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah. Testify, God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. The enemy has tried his best to make me turn around, bring me down. My God's never failed me yet, so I'm gonna stand my ground.
Come on.
No matter what comes my way.
Come on, church family. Come on, strengthen that resolve, yes. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
One more time, I think I'll say it again.
God's been so good.
God's been so good to me. He's my closest friend.
Yes!
I've come too far to turn around now. I'm going to stand. I'm going to wait. Watch God work it out somehow. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow, hallelujah, hallelujah, anyhow, hallelujah.
over this place. Come on, come on. You know what you need. Come on. If you're in the fire, come on, come on. Strengthen your resolve. I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to bow.
Hallelujah. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, I think I'll say it again. God's been so good to me. He's my closest friend. I've come too far to turn around now. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna wait, watch God work it out somehow. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, I believe I'll testify. God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. To make me turn around, bring me down. My God's never failed me, and so I'm gonna stand my ground. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah. I believe I'll testify, God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I've got the victory. The enemy has tried his best to make me turn around, bring me down. My way, I'll lift my voice and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Wait a minute, one more time, I think I'll say it again. God's been so good to me, he's my closest friend. I've come too far to turn around now. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna wait, watch God work it out somehow. No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my voice and say,
love the Lord. Come on, give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. 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 If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. He's in control tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to tell you, I know the enemy has been spreading his propaganda, his charges. Amen. But you know what? Tonight you get to leave this place by saying, ha ha devil. Ha ha devil, you thought you had me? Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. I got the last laugh because God's on my side. Hallelujah. God is on my side.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, we're so thankful for the power of the Lord God.